Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome. This Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast trying to come to you live before the 1 o'clock games begin. Now, we know right now we got a game in London between the Denver Broncos and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Denver is up 14-10. My takeaway from this game is Travis Etienne. We know right now he's the bell cow running back for Jacksonville. He's doing real good, and he's proven to be worthy of him being the top running back. Christian Kirk isn't really doing too much because we do know that the Denver Broncos have a very good defense. Russell Wilson, he's had his moments in the game. But it's still the same old Russell Wilson. Melvin Gordon got into the end zone, so that's good for him. Courtland Sutton really hasn't done that much, but Jerry Jeudy is having a good game. I don't know if the Broncos try to showcase him up, you know what I'm saying, with the trade deadline in a few days or exactly what it is, but that's my takeaways. And Trevor Lawrence has made some bad plays in the game. Honestly, I believe that Jacksonville should actually be winning this game. They're in the red zone right now. Trying to drive, look like Etienne, this first and goal for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, y'all stay tuned to that game. But let me get into the other games. The Miami Dolphins versus the Detroit Lions. I think there's going to be a lot of offense in this game. And on the Miami side, I would start Tua Tagovailoa. I would start Amon-Ra St. Brown. DeAndre, because he is healthy and he is active. I would start DeAndre Swift. He is healthy and active. And being though DJ Chark is on IR, starting Josh Reynolds and stuff in this game would not be a bad idea either for the Detroit Lions. Miami side, you starting Tua, you starting Tyreek, you starting Jalen Waddle, you starting Raheem Mostert, and I would also start Mike Gesicki in this lineup because we know Detroit's defense is terrible. Next game. Carolina Panthers and the Falcons. On the Carolina side, P.J. Walker is the starting quarterback again. One thing that he did that pleased fantasy managers last week was he targeted D.J. Moore with double-digit targets. So I would start D.J. Moore. We know that Chuba Hubbard is not playing this game. Looks like it's a touchdown for Etienne. Sorry, I was sitting here watching the game. Yep, Etienne another touchdown. So Etienne is having a very good day while my wife is over here celebrating because I traded her Etienne for Adam Thielen a week ago. And she's over here just ecstatic about the trade. That now I'm sitting here scratching my head wondering what the hell was I thinking. But anyway, getting back to the game, to the matchup. Those are the players that I would start. For the Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Lions, excuse me and stuff and all that. I was about to choke. I think it's all these daggone fantasy points that Etienne is getting. Next game, Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons. I'm sorry, I'm getting discombobulated over here. But like I said, Chuba Hubbard isn't playing. Deontay Foreman, you want to start? He's going to be the bell cow for Carolina. So him and DJ Moore, the two players I'm starting for Carolina. On the Atlanta side, I don't feel good starting Kyle Pitts. I don't feel good starting Drake London. I mean, you could take a shot because we know it's bye weeks and injuries if you want to start Tyler Algier. But honestly, that probably be about it on the Atlanta Falcons side. They just don't have a lot of people that you want to start in fantasy. Next game, Arizona Cardinals and the Minnesota Vikings. On the Arizona side, you starting Kyler Murray. You starting DeAndre Hopkins. We know that James Conner is out again, so you're starting Eno Benjamin, even though Darrell Williams is active for the Arizona Cardinals, but I still think that they're going to start Eno Benjamin. And, hey, you can start Zach Ertz because we know it's hard finding a tight end to start each week. I don't feel good starting Rondale Moore, even though if he's back in the slot today, he might pay dividends for your team. And if you're desperate, I can see somebody starting. Rondale Moore on the Vikings side. You're gonna start. I would start Kirk Cousins. I would start Dalvin Cook. I would start Justin Jefferson. I would start Adam Thielen. And the Arizona Cardinals are one of the worst teams in the league and stopping the tight end. So with that being said, I would also start Irv Smith Jr. in this matchup. Next game, Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys. On the Bears side, I wouldn't start anybody. Not against this Cowboys defense. Cowboys side, I would start Dak Prescott. I would start Tony Pollard. We know Ezekiel Elliott isn't playing today. I would start CeeDee Lamb. And I would start Dalton Schultz. I don't feel good starting Michael Gallup or Noah Brown. I got to see Gallup have a good game before I feel confident putting him in the starting lineup. Next game, Las Vegas Raiders versus the New Orleans Saints. On the Raiders side, I would start Derek Carr. I would start Devontae Adams. I would start Hunter Renfro because Darren Waller isn't playing today. They say he's close, but he isn't ready. On the Saints side, I would start Alvin Kamara. I would start Juwan Johnson, the tight end. And as far as the receivers, Chris Olave. Then we got the Battle of Pennsylvania, the Steelers versus the Eagles. On the Steelers side, I don't feel good starting anybody on the Steelers side, to be honest with you. If you're going to take a dart throw and maybe George Pickens, but the Eagles have a real good secondary, but I really don't feel confident starting any Pittsburgh Steeler today. On the Eagles side, I would start Jalen Hurts. I would start Miles Sanders. I would start A.J. Brown. I would start Devontae Smith. And I would start Dallas Goedert. Next game, New England Patriots versus the New York Jets. On the Patriots side, hell, we believe Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback. But after we see what happened, took place last week, he might get pulled halfway through the game. Who knows? But I would start Ramondre Stevenson. And I would start Jacoby Myers, too. That would be it on the New England side. On the Jets side, we know that they just traded for James Robinson to go with Michael Carter, but I feel comfortable starting Michael Carter in this matchup, even though it was a tough matchup against the Patriots. I wouldn't start none of their receivers, and that's really about it. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Then we had the Tennessee Titans versus the Houston Texans. On the Tennessee side, we know that Ryan Tannehill isn't playing. Malik Willis is. I would start Derrick Henry, and that'd be about it for the Tennessee side. On the Texans side, I would start Damian Pierce, and I would start Brandon Cooks, and that would be about it. We got to see what happens with Brandon Cooks. There's been a lot of talks about him being traded to the Rams during the trade deadline, but I guess we got to watch and see what happens with that. Then we got the New York Giants versus Seattle Seahawks. On the Giants side, it's just Saquon Barkley, and I will start Wandale Robinson. Seattle side, they say the DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett is playing, so I will start both of them, and I will start Kenneth Walker. Then we had the Commanders versus the Colts. On the Commanders side, I would start Terry McLaurin. Curtis Samuel would be a WR3. It's a good matchup for Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson, so I don't mind you starting either one of them. On the Colts side, we really don't know what Sam Ehlinger is going to bring to the table. We know he's starting for the rest of the year with the Colts, but he hasn't thrown a pass yet in the NFL. We know he likes to run, and he is an athletic quarterback, but I mean, I feel comfortable starting Jonathan Taylor. I don't even know how I feel about starting Michael Pittman Jr. because we just haven't seen it yet from Ehlinger. Then we got the San Francisco 49ers versus the Los Angeles Rams. On the 49ers side, we know Deebo Samuels isn't playing. I would start Christian McCaffrey. I would start Brandon Ayuk, and I would start George Kittle. On the Rams side, it's a tough matchup for Darrell Henderson, but it'd be hard to put him on your bench, especially with injuries and buys. So I would start Darrell Henderson. Of course, you're starting Cooper Kupp. We know Van Jefferson is back for the Rams, but I don't feel good starting him, and I don't even feel good starting Allen Robinson. You might sit there and be good starting Tyler Higbee in this matchup to go with Cooper Kupp in the passing game, but that'd be about it. And then we have the Sunday night game. The Green Bay Packers versus the Buffalo Bills. On the Green Bay side, this is a tough matchup. I would say Aaron Jones, you start. You can't leave him on the bench, even though it's a tough matchup, because he does catch the ball out the backfield. And none of the receivers, I feel good starting for Green Bay. On the Buffalo side, it's bombs away. You're starting Josh Allen. You're starting Devin Singletary. You're starting Stephon Diggs. You're starting Gabe Davis. And I'm curious to see how that slot role goes with Buffalo. Will it be Isaiah McKenzie? Will it be Khalif Shakir? You know, how are they going to run that slot? But those are the weapons. When it comes to Diggs, Gabe, Singletary, I feel good starting them. It's a chance that Dawson Knox could also get in the end zone for the Buffalo Bills with this matchup. Monday night, last game to talk about is the Bengals versus the Browns. Now, we know Jamar Chase is going to be gone for 4 to 6 weeks. So, T. Higgins is down to WR1. I feel good starting him. I feel good starting Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon, and I feel good starting Hayden Hurst. On the Browns side, Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper. You know, they still won't have, I believe, David Njoku. So those are the if David Njoku doesn't play, then I can see you start Donovan Peoples-Jones. And that's about it. Just going over all the games and the injuries that we got going on today with a lot of players. You know, this week 8 is rough because not only are you dealing with teams on a bye, you're also dealing with a lot of injuries too, like Deebo Samuels and Chuba Hubbard and Darren Waller. And, you know, the list goes on and on as far as James Conner, as far as players that are not playing this week. So, you know, you got to maneuver on that waiver wire to pick up some talent in order for you to plug and play for the matchups. And listen, go ahead and start looking at players now for week 9, okay? You look and see if you got key players on the bye week. Like, for example, the San Francisco 49ers is on the bye next week. You might need to plug and play it, get somebody, you know, for week 9. You know, the stuff like that, you gotta look at. The Dallas Cowboys is on a bye next week. If you sitting there and you're starting CeeDee Lamb or you've been starting the Cowboys defense, for example, or Dak Prescott, you got to get somebody to fill that spot. If you got Dak and he's your main quarterback, go on the waiver wire now and pick up a quarterback with a good matchup for week 9. You know, that's the way that you should do it. Okay, just plan ahead and try to make sure that you cover all bases. I know in leagues that I got Mark Andrews in, it's a good chance that he might not play week 9 because Baltimore Ravens have a bye week 10. So if you're able to go to the waiver wire now and get somebody like a Hayden Hurst, you know, that will play week 9 and stuff, that'd be a good stream. Now, you can't get Isaiah Likely yet because the game has already took place, so you had to put in a waiver wire claim. But a Hayden Hurst, you can pick up right now. So that's what I mean by, you know what I'm saying, forward thinking and trying to sit there and see how things is going to be and plan ahead for week 9. You could do that now without sitting there having to worry about burning your fab right now or being in a waiver wire contest with another manager. Well, this is Larry McCormick with Peak Game Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll talk to you next time.